have Dalit in the days that says that everyone agrees that from Chatzais, from halfway market on, that there is an Isser of Chametz, Mida Araisa. I'm sorry, the Gemara doesn't say the word Mida Araisa. The Gemara says there is an Isser of Chametz from that point in time. The Chule Amal Aser, that there is an Isser of Chametz when it comes to from the halfway mark and on. The Rishonim have a debate how to understand what that line meant. Yesterday we were introduced in light of the background of the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches, that this Gemara at the face of it seems to be very perplexing, because when we look at the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches, seems to be that that's only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and as Avi pointed out, our Gemara says a lashon of the Chulei Alma, and not just Rabbi Yehuda. So why is it that the Gemara is suggesting that this is something that's subscribed to by everyone? So the Ramban, in his Mochamis Hashem, again, what was the background to the Mochamis defending the Rif? The Rif brought down a Gemara on Daf Zayin. The Gemara is talking about marrying a woman with chametz and the afternoon of Pesach. It's not entirely clear when in the afternoon, as we were discussing yesterday. Was it in Shos de Rabbanan or even in Shos de Oraisa? So the Gemara, we're going to get to that in Mirz Hashem as the year progresses, the details of the Gemara. But the Rif brings down this Gemara, and the Rif says the woman would not be married because already the Isser Chametz sets in already in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. The Balamor rejects the Rif, and the Balamor says this Gemara, this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, is Shaloke Hilchasa, because it only is according to Rav who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who subscribes that there's an Isser De'oraisa of Chametz on Erev Pesach. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who never subscribes to such a concept, who we paskin like, this halacha should have never brought down, and the woman is for sure a full fledged married woman. And the Rif is entirely wrong in his psak. The Mochamis, when he defends the Rif, Kedarko Bakodesh, on this Gemara, he says the Rif was 100% correct. And although the Balamor is right that only Rabbi Yehuda is the one who subscribes to a lav and a real bona fide loisase of chametz on Erev Pesach, that doesn't mean that it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to still be usher, albeit not with a negative commandment of a loisase, but extrapolating from the fact that the Torah says we have a chiyuv to destroy it on Erev Pesach. So the Ramban is telling us the chiyuv to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach implies that the entity, the item, is actually going to be usher. The Balamor absolutely disagreed with that. The Balamor says not only is it not true, but the Balamor says on a level of Doraisa, I would actually encourage my Balabatim to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, and they'll fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu through eating chametz. This is a massive chiddush of the Balamor, that you, first of all, are mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu not only through a fire, but through consumption, through eating it. And the Balamor saying, on a level of Daraisa, I really would have no qualms with telling a person to eat it all day. And that's why I find that this woman to be fully married, even if she gets married late into the afternoon on Erev Pesach with chametz, because according to Rabbi Shimon, there are no issues and there are no isurim when it comes to this chametz, and therefore the statement of the Gemara and Daf Zayin is Shalal Liv de Hilchasa is only according to Rav Upaskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Many of you pointed out that not only is the Balamor and the Ramban having a fundamental debate, but the Ramban seems to fit better, as the Ramban quotes our Gemara as a raya to his shita, because it's very difficult to understand. How does the Balamor understand the line of the Gemara, the Chulei Alma Aser? According to the Balamor, fundamentally, there is no Iser. There really is no problem. Adarabba, I would encourage a person to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, and he fulfills the mitzvah of Tashbis. So the only answer that I could really come up with how the Balamor understands the Gemara is that once there is a mitzvah to destroy, So then Chazal told us that it's not appropriate to leave the chametz around because we're nervous that you're not going to end up destroying the chametz. Albeit, and again, I'm not changing what I'm saying. On a level of the oraisa, you would have been able to eat it later in the day. But whether or not that's a good policy, whether or not that's something that we're comfortable with, that could be a reason, and we're trying to safeguard the mitzvah and to make sure the mitzvah of Tashbisu is going to be fulfilled. So you have over here, Abaisai, if the Balmor is going to fit into our Gemara, which says the Kulei Alma Aser, you have a fascinating concept over here, which we're not usually used to. According to the Ramban, the Gemara is saying the Kulei Alma Aser, there's a bona fide Isser D'Oraisa, there's a Chetzah Shel Isser over here that exists in the Chametz, albeit not being alive, and that the real Mekoi Isserim only start when Yontif of Pesach comes. Tashbisu introduces an Isser as well. However, according to the Balmor, on a level of the Raisa, all you have is a commandment. All you have is a mitzvah. So then what? So then what you have is that the Gemara is telling us that Chazal suggested a protection to not an Isser, but Chazal presented a protection to a mitzvah. It's a little bit of a strange concept, Rabbi Yisai. They're creating an Isser Drabbanan to ensure that you're performing a positive commandment midoraisa of Tashbisu. That's an interesting shot in our Gemara, Rabbi Say. If the Balamor is understanding that our Gemara is saying midorabbanan, they said not to eat it, lest that a person's not going to end up fulfilling the mitzvahs esei deoraisa of Tashbisu, basically what they did is midorabbanan, they formulated an iser to protect the mitzvah. That's not usually what we're used to. If you would ask me, I think the Ramban fits much better, albeit being a chiddush, that there is an Issur D'Oraisa, even according to Rabbi Shimon, fits much better with the words of our Gemara, and I agree to all of you that pointed that out on the phone. However, Rabbi Yisai, these are not the only opinions on the books. If you look at the Rabbeinu David quotes a shita of Rashi that's not on our daf. It's Rashi from the Ksav Yad. You remember we started off Shir yesterday. We wanted to know what the Isser was that our Gemara was talking about. What is the Isser, the Chulei Alma Aser, that's happening on the day of Pesach? So we presented two on the Erev Pesach. So we presented two Mahalchim amongst the Rishonim. Of course, the Ramban is talking about the Isser of Tashbisu. There now is an Isser, not just a Chiyuv, to burn the Chametz. Whereas, I'm sorry, there's an Isser Achila, right? Whereas other Rishonim said, no, it's usher to just leave it around and you have a chiyuv to burn the chametz. The Gemara wasn't talking about an Isser Achila. Rashi, in the Ksav Yad, if you look at the Maram Chalava and the Rabbeinu David says that Rashi resolved this issue. Who is the Isser talking about? If it's not only in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, we know, holds already from Erev Pesach, there's a lav. So what Isser is the Gemara talking about over here? So Rabbi David quotes a Rashi who dealt with this question in a totally different way. He says, in Divra Maskel Minolan, Perish Rashi Zal, the Rab Meir who di Boilan Minolan. The Gemara is only talking about Rab Meir. The Eler Rab Yehuda Amrina Bebera Kol Shah, the Tlosa Kroik Sivi. Chad Lefnei Zvano, Chad Letoksmano, Chad Lacher Zvano. So what did Rabbi David quote from Rashi? Rashi was dealing with this very issue. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a source from Tashbisu to tell you that it's Aser Ba'achila. You have a loisase that says Beferish in the Torah, the way Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Chav Chesam Advez Darshan Zepsukim. So when the Gemara asked me Nolan the Aser, it was asking Aliba to Rabbi Meir. How does he derive that there's an Isra Achila on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yisai, this Rashi was dealing with the very issue that we're discussing, is that if you're holding within Rabbi Yehuda, then you have a pasuk from the Gemara and Daf Chav Chesam Abayis. Clearly, Rashi is taking the approach that the Gemara is talking about in Isser Achila, not just a source to the fact that you have to burn the chametz, like Rabbeinu Peretz, like the Ritva suggested yesterday. So that's just an aside, just an interesting Rashi that the Rishonim quote that clearly was dealing with this very issue. How do you jive all these Gemaras, and what is the subject matter that's being discussed in our Gemara? But Rabbi Yisai, What I'd like to focus on today, but Rabbi said before we get to the Magad Avraham and the Baal and the Tzlach, which is a fascinating Nachat Gemina based on our sugya, is I want to show you the Lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid is very similar to the Shita of the Ramban, that Tashvisu is not only a positive commandment, but Tashvisu now creates an Isser that according to Rabbi Shimon is now going to be Usser to eat, and now is going to affect the marriage of a woman on Erev Pesach. But listen to the language of the Ravid. And the Asogas HaRavid on that daf with the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. So the Asogas HaRavid points out on the Baal HaMor that said that you're not over anything on Erev Pesach. Ein lo dvar of mamish. He disagrees with him. He's wrong. Trafil derech shrifaso ein arash alahanas mimeno koshken achila. Vayemes ki Rabbi Shimon moidishu osir achila mishay shosun ala. Iser Torah! Ach, bayayim arishon, oyim avalos yishachar ala chometz. Aval isser ano einbo. There's no isser ano, like the Ramban says, but there's an isser. Achila midar raisa. The like sivbe lo yseicha, lo yoicha, k'mo shidar shav yura. Mikomakom isser bal yiro, bal yimotze yeshbo. Mikoach ha'asei shenemar bo tashbisa. What did that just mean? Rabbi said, that is a very fascinating language. Hilkoch einoi rashi la'ashosa el yim karen. O yivren. Zed dasa Rishim. Rabbi Shimon is saying, according to the Ravid, that there is a formulation of bal yirah, bal yimotze from the din of tashbis. Now, again, this is a little confusing, his language. I don't think the Ravid is trying to tell you that there's bal yirah, bal yimotze on Erev Pesach. Actually, Rabbi Yisai, I'm pretty convinced that the Ravid is not the one who's telling you that there's Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach. How do I know that, Yosef?
Yes, on the Rambam that says that.
Excellent. Because the Ravid was the Bar Plugta on the Rambam. He was the one who says Shivas Yamin Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. Now in the Asogas of the Ravid, he's now saying that there's Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying Tashbisu now creates a new Isser similar to Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach. Don't keep this around. And don't eat this. This is problematic on Erev Pesach. And there's a connection and extrapolation of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach through the words of Tashbisu. There's not going to be a lo saseh. There's not going to be a lav of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. But there's still going to be an Isser according to Reb Shimon. And this woman is not going to be married. So it's a little bit even deeper than the Ramban saying. The Rambans are saying it's an Isser Achila. The Ravid is formulating that Isser Achila to be similar to the Isser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. That now Tashbisu is telling you that you can't keep this chametz. Not only can you not eat this, you can't keep this chametz around at all. And we're like borrowing from the idea of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach. That you shouldn't keep this chametz around. Mikolach what? What did the Rabbeinu Shalom say on Erev Pesach? One word, Tashbisu. Ach, Tashbisu Soor B'chol Batechem B'yom Arishon. That din of Tashbisu now tells you that there's an Isser to this item. So Rabbi Say, at the end of the day, we have a fascinating machloikis amongst the Ramban, the Ravid, versus the Baal HaMor for sure, about what the nature of the Isser on Erev Pesach is. According to the Baal HaMor, when the Rabbeinu Shalom said Tashbisu, he said a commandment, a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah essay to now destroy the chametz. Now, if you don't do that, so what's the repercussions? What's the result? According to the Baal HaMor, on a level of the Araisa, I'm delaying a mitzvah. I'm delaying a mitzvah. Whereas according to the Ramban, according to the Ravid, there's a totally different din that's being nischadesh on the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Reb Shimon's not only telling you that you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, but by you not fulfilling that mitzvah, you're actually now violating an Isser. You're actually violating an Isser. Now, I have another question, Rabbi Say. Yeah, David.
If I can sell it, why can't I do Kiddushin with it, according to the Ravid?
you have to give something to the your if a woman gets married, this is a little bit of a Kiddushin question, but if a woman gets married with food, she thinks that that item is usable. So if that item is, I mean, that's really a question on the Ramban as well. Right?
But the Ramban says you can't even get hana from it, no?
You're asking if you can get, you're saying the difference between the Ramban and the Ravid is that there's a heter hana midrabanan.
Yeah.
So you want to know, why aren't you married with the hana that she can now sell this to a guy?
All right, and also, I don't know if you if this would...
Hold on 1 second. I hear. Unless her das is that she could eat it.
Right. Well, then, but then wouldn't that be, that would be an issue in her das, not an issue in the actual.
No. So the point is that there, as the Ravid saying that there is, this is not a-okay with the Kiddushin. There is technically something problematic with this item.
But it's just, but you could still get hanah from it.
Right. I hear what you're asking.
I mean, let's say, I mean, this is a little bit of a crazy, I don't know if it's too crazy a question, but if he was a Gavra Rabba and she was Mekadesh him with the wheat, would that be okay?
Well, what would that change it?
Because it's the two of us Hana, but she's using that as the object?
You're saying Mekadesh Lodom Gadol.
Yeah.
Because there is something of value.
Right, meaning she's getting hana, but she's using that object. But she's understanding what the hana is in this case.
But isra hana, ain lo deloy ksiv be loy seich v'lo yech, k'mo shudar shav yudim, mikom akum isra b'ayura b'ayimotzi yesh, v'mikoy chay ase shenem bo. Ino rasha la sosha ele yim korenu yivarenu, zed dasar v'shim and durator. Kov alok moz v'lach v'zmanu. Why is it not Kiddushin al Tzahanah Shiva? I don't know. I have to think about it. It's a good point. It's a good point. Yeah, Yosef.
Rabbi, can we say that this Ramban is Lushitaso to the Rav Chaim? That's an Isra Aseh?
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. So before we get there, I want to point out the following Nafkamina. So Rabbi said, if you see the Tzlach on the Vavu Mebeis, the Tzlach analyzes a fascinating issue. He wants to know, what happens if a person decides not to fulfill Tashbisu? He delays, he dilly-dallies on Erev Pesach. What's the repercussions? So the Tzlach says, let's see, I have a quotation of the Tzlach. In the Divrei Yecheskel that I sent to you guys, everybody say, in three lines from the bottom of the first paragraph, Dalet. By the way, that was the first time I actually made those marks on a text message. That was pretty cool. I don't know. I don't know if it came out so nice. I probably like blocked half the Divrei Yecheskel, but that was my first time coloring. The hine medivrei atzlach lekamon nira de tofes bepshitus daasi daashpasa dami lemitzas esi de lula v'lon it's batal gufa mitzvah de icher. The Balamor holds that all that happens is it's like taking a lulav later on in the day. And you're mevatel a mitzvah esse. I'm sorry, you're not mevatel a mitzvah esse. You just delayed a mitzvah esse. So it's no different than a milah that exists on the eighth day. And if I do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not appropriate. We should have tried to do it earlier in the afternoon, like we learned on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the din of Zerizah Makdim in the mitzvahs. But did I actually lose something? You know, is there actually an iser that was transgressed? No. There's still the same chiyuv. It's still that same day, and all that was transgressed was the din of Zerizah Makdim in the mitzvah. That's what the Baal HaMor writes. That's the din, according to Reb Shimon, that there's no other issue that exists on Erev Pesach. However, the Magen Avraham says beferish against that. Ula midivrei Magen Avraham simin tof mem dalet sifkot yud aleph nira loikei shari kosev. There is a Mishnah on daf mem vav in Maseches Pesachim. A person who's going to give his son the bris milah. And oy vey, he realized in the middle while he's going to do the bris that he still has chametz in his house. Why? If I now do that, I'm now going to violate what? I'm not going to lose out in the mitzvah of mila. Says the Magen Avraham Mishum the Hayasei Vahayasei. Again, we're talking about a situation I'm not going to be able to get back to do the milah. Why should one override the other? Isn't it just one essay against the other? Says the Magen Avraham, no. The high essay the tashpisu chomer. Shekol shaita over alev. Masha'inkin b'milah. Milah is just a chi of mitzvah essay. I'm about the mitzvah. It's a one-shot deal. When it comes to Tashbisu, says the Magen Avraham, I have to perform the Tashbisu when I'm at a juncture, when I'm at a toss-up between the mitzvah of Tashbisu and the din of Mila, because every second I'm violating the din of Tashbisu. Rabbi Isai said, goes the Divrei Cheskel, and he says, this machloikes of whether or not you violate Bechol Shah V'Shah, or whether or not you violate just by not fulfilling it, the bitul mitzvah essay, says the Divrei Yecheskel, this seems to be the machlokes, the Raivin in the Baal HaMor. Look at Sifkot in Het. Shuv reisi shadavar zeh machlokes shani ben harishayinim. Dina l'kamon, kosev ha-Baal HaMor, our Baal HaMor, til Reb Shimon desvile dechamit v'erev Pesach eno over la below klum, mutter ba'achilu mishay shosu l'mala ado erev, Shein lacha hashbasa gdula mizu, av lacha chila ein lala shosu mishenech zesha hashishas, the kaima le mitzvah tashbisu. Don't leave it around, but all there is a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment. Uvasagas arayvid, va'emes ki Reb Shimon soiver shu osir ba'achila mishay shosu lamala, isir toira, mikra da ach biyam arishan, oim alo sashachi, aval isir hana einbo, delok sibba lo isaycha. Hilkach eino rashe la shosu elim karenu yivarenu zeo das Reb Shimon. Umevur midivrei Baal HaMor, daasi de tashbisu, eino over bechol shaita v'shaita dimlokein eich motor ba'achila. Nihi de sfir le Baal HaMor, da'achila ein lecha hashbasa gdulu mizu, av mikom kom harei ma'ashe zachomis ba'achiloso. Umiyad shenisa shah shviz over be'eser esei, ima'ashe afrega. Agar the rak midin's reason hu, k'sha oisik ba'achiloso, da'ayinu ba'ashbasa lo nofik mechlal's reason. Aval midivrei arayvi de sfir le deino rashi la shosa lim karenu o yivrenu nira de ratan alomer miyad kishenichmas v'chal shviyis over ba'asei de tashbiso k'mo shikar arayvi de iser ba'al yirah ba'yum ha'koch ha'esed de tashbiso. Rabbi Isai, this machloik is the Magen Avraham and the Baal HaMor, whether or not I'm oyver every second on Erev Pesach, or whether or not I'm just delaying a mitzvah, and if I don't do it, so at the end of the day, I just violated the mitzvah essay like I would violate not fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila, is the machloikis that we have how to interpret our Gemara and Davdalad Amid Beis. What was Nischadesh and Davdalad Amid Beis according to the Shita of Rabbi Shim? According to the Ravid, according to the Ramban, there is now from the Koyach, the commandment to burn the chametz. There is an Isser, a bona fide Isser, and you could violate that Isser kol shah v'shah, and that's why that din, that mitzvah, is going to take precedence over any other mitzvah that comes to confront it, like mitzvah smil. Mashe inkin, according to the Baal HaMor, absolutely not. And in HaTorah, there is absolutely no Isser. And if you delayed this mitzvah, or you didn't fulfill it, all you did was your mavatel's reason, or your mavatel the mitzvah's essay. But there is no Isser linked to Tashbis. Where does all this come from, Rabbi Yisai? How could we try and analyze this on a deeper level? I think it's exactly what Yosef was suggesting and what David suggested yesterday. Last man, I quoted a chiddush of Reb Chaim that he presented a chakira about the din of Tashbisu. Is Tashbisu a mitzvah or is Tashbisu an iser esse? Does Tashbisu connect? And is it a Lavanitik La'ese, says Reb Chaim? Because it relates to the Cheftza of Chametz, and it's a din that is emanating from the Cheftza of the Chametz. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that's why though the Lav and the Esse would be linked. So then, perhaps it's an Isser. Masha'enkin, if you understand that it's a din on the Gavra, and it's not relating to the Cheftza of Chametz, of what Reb Chaim said, perhaps all it is a mitzvah's essay, Rabbi Yisai. What I'm pointing out over here, Rabbi Yisai, what Reb Chaim cleared within the Rambam Shita, perhaps the Rambam thought that that was Machlokes Tanoim, but what we have from Reb Chaim is a Chakira on the din of Tashbizu. Is that something that relates to the Gavra as a positive commandment? Or is it something that actually relates to the Cheftza of Chametz? If the Ravid has a lotion that there's a bala, there's a kain, a bala, yiroi, bala, yimotze, from the word tashbisu on Erev Pesach, that means that it relates to the chametz. And the more I leave this chametz around, although there is no losase on the day of Erev Pesach, but from the words of tashbisu, there's a chetz of chametz that exists, that every shah of a shah now relates to me. And that if I don't take care of this item, I'm violating Isurim every second. Whereas the Baal HaMor says no. The language of Ach B'yoyim HaRishun Tasbisu So'or Mibateichem is something that relates to the Gavra. It's a mitzvah, it's a positive commandment that I have to perform. And if I don't, so I didn't do a mitzvah smila. Or if I delay, so I delayed the Zeriza Makdimen of mitzvah smila. And that's all that there is. And that's all that the Torah said. And there is no Deoraisa Issa that exists at all from those words of Tashbisu in the world of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yisai, it comes out a little bit more complex, but it comes out that what our Gemara is now introducing might be something earth-shattering. It's Chaval. There are a lot of people that just gloss over this Gemara. They think it's just drushos. Rabbi say this is a game changer. This Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, potentially. This might now be mechadish to us what Erev Yontif is all about. What exists in the world of Reb Shimon that doesn't agree to the concept of loisases on a level of, on Erev Pesach? What exists according to the Rishonim of most opinions that don't hold that there's an Isser of Baal Yirah Baal Yimotzeh on Erev Pesach like the Ravid? Does that mean that Chometz is A-OK, that there are no Isurim? That you could be a Kaddish, a woman? Or no, even according to Reb Shimon, there might be a real bona fide Isser existing on Erev Pesach. Yeah, David.
So is, according to the Baal Me'or and the way we're explaining this, is it's not an Isser, but so is Tashbisu similar to the way we explained, like with Reb Engel Sefer, that you have there, because he's saying it's like a deraisa that's a siag to another deraisa. So Tashbisu kind of
no. So again, all Tashbisu is according to the Baal HaMor. No, it's not like Rav Yosef Engel Sefer, because the Baal HaMor is not a the Rav Yosef Engel was talking about Bayra by Matzi, which is an isser.
Right, that's what
the Kiddush Rav Yosef Engel said is that you have an isser on a level of deraisa that's protecting another isser. According to the Baal HaMor, there's no protection over here. This is just like wearing tefillin, shaking lulav. You have a mitzvah. What you do have, according to the Baal HaMor, is you have a protection to a mitzvah on a level derabbanan. That's weird.
And that's
you understand what I'm saying, David? The Torah is not protecting anything, according to the Baal HaMor. The Torah is just saying, "Hey, there's a mitzvah. Let's make a nice gathering and a nice bonfire. Let's destroy chametz." And you know what? You don't even need fire. Technically, you could just eat it. But that's all it is. It's a mitzvah. That's all the Torah said. We happen to suggest to you, you know what? Maybe get rid of it earlier in the day because we want to make sure that you fulfill that mitzvah. That's a weird concept that the Gemara and Daf Dalet is talking about according to the Baal HaMor, that midrabbanan, they made a protection to a positive commandment.
And that's the Kulei Alma.
That's L'chora the Kulei Alma. That's L'chora the Kulei Alma, which is a very, very difficult shot.
So it's a derabbanan protecting Tashbisu that's there.
Protecting a mitzvah. Protecting a mitzvah.
Right.
Not even protecting an isser. It's interesting.
Protecting a mitzvah that's going to help you for Pesach.
Yeah, I don't care what it's going to help me about. Like, I don't care what the purpose is of the mitzvah is. God told me to do it, whatever it is.
Right.
On Erev Pesach, I have a mitzvah. So now you have an issur d'rabbanan to make sure that you do a mitzvah. It's kind of like the Gemara in Brachos that says don't say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos because we're worried you're not gonna do the mitzvah. You're not gonna say Kriyat Shema. That's the way the Baal HaMor is learning the Gemara on Daf Dalet.
What happens if I don't end up? I mean, according to the Baal HaMor, what happens if Pesach?
You violated him. You were just mevatel mitzvah sese.
Okay.
You lied to your shidduch. Yeah. Asher.
Why can't we explain according to the Baal HaMor that the reason is not why you shouldn't eat it right from Sheish Shalos is not to protect the mitzvah, but it's just a gezerah d'rabbanan so that you don't end up leaving it until Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh actually does kick in at Seis. Mm-hmm. It's not there just to protect the mitzvah, but it's there just as a gezerah so that you shouldn't go too close to where it actually will become Aser.
I hear.
I feel like that's a better way to explain the Baal HaMor.
I hear. The problem is the lashon of the Baal HaMor is that he presents the Isser is that we're worried you're not going to do Tashbisu. It doesn't sound like what he says. And also, if that would be the Isser, then the Isser would be like kind of Rashi says on the Gemara, then you would be allowed to take care of it later in the day. You wouldn't have to make a line of demarcation specifically at midday. There's something happening at midday that creates the Isser. Yeah, Jack.
I was thinking, I don't remember which doubt, so I think it might be Dalit of an Aleph, about we should delay doing.
Yes, read the Magdiyim.
No, because like even if you're going to learn Torah, it should take precedence. So shouldn't that be a proof for the Ravid that it's a mitzvah on the Chetzah?
No, that was about the mitzvah
of Bedika.
That was mitzvah of Bedika. No.
There's nothing to do with Teshbisi.
No.
But Teshbisi is
what? Yeah, what, Jack?
It's okay. No, it's good.
Rabbi Isai, so... I mean, this Gemara, again, that's the way Shas works. Like, you have a line of a Gemara, and it might mean something much deeper than you think. Rabbi Isai, I want to go back. I know I skipped on the Mar Mekom is the Shita of Taisus. Taisus Adnaf Chof Chesem Adbei said, and makes a diuk, that according to Reb Shimon, it's usher to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Because the Gemara only says, according to Tanakama, that chametz on Erev Pesach is aser ba'achila, aser ba'ano, which ultimately ends up being Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? But then the Gemara says, but according to Rabbi Shimon, chametz is mutter ba'ano. So Tosis is medayik that what? It is aser ba'achila, right? It is aser ba'achila. So how do you know that, Tosis says? V'nira, Dinafkale mitashbisu umeachalek from our Gemara umashma tashbisu shaloka derachana dainu achila. You should destroy it not in a way that you eat it. You should destroy it not in a way that you eat it, but rather another way. Shaloka derachana avalasiku tachas tashvilo mutter l'Reb Shimon. But to use it as fuel under the fire, that would be mutter. Then we're not saying that it's aser ba'ano. We're just saying you should destroy it in a way that is not the classic consumption. So we know for sure on the books, Rabbi Isai, Tosfos on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis argues with who?
The Baal HaMor.
Argues with the Baal HaMor. There's no question. This Tosfos, on the side of your Tosfos in Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, you have to write, Choylek ala Baal HaMor. Rabbi Isai, Tzarech Iyin, does the Tosfos hold like the Ramban and the Ravid or not? So you would all ask me, why not, Rabbi? Why won't you just say he holds exactly like the Ramban? He says it's aser ba'achila. Doesn't that mean that there is an iser that exists from this chefetz of chametz, like we're trying to say, and like according to the Magen Avraham, we're saying that you would over the chol shav v'shav, you're violating an iser from the chefetz of chametz?
He never mentions anything about Ba'ira or Ba'imatzeh.
He never mentions anything about Bar Yirmiyah. That's true, but neither does the Ramban. Like that extension of the Ravid is not necessary in order for you to hold that it's Osir. Places goes on to say Vim Timer. Lama Soifim B'sheish Lo Rishimun Yatsikenu Ad Alayla Ma'at Ma'at Tachas Tafshilo. Taisa says, wait, why do you have to make sure to burn it right away? Why don't you do a little bit every second, all day, until nighttime, according to Reb Shimon? Says Taisa, V'yeshlemer D'gazrinan Shemi Yochlenu. We make a gzeira d'rabbanon, and we're nervous, and we tell you that you have to burn it right away at the seventh hour on Erev Pesach, because we're worried, we're concerned that you're going to eat it. And I just told you, even according to Reb Shimon, it's aser b'achila.
He disagrees, because otherwise he would use their reason.
Excellent, Jacob. Rabbi Isai, if the Tosfos held like the Magen Avraham, and he held kol shah v'shah, you violate an Isser. And there's like Jacob said before, there's a connection to the Bali Rabbi Yimotze, and there's a Cheftza Shel Isser over here that exists, Mikoyach Tashbisu, that every second it's Osir. Would Tosfos have a kasha? Would Tosfos have a kasha? Rabbi said, what's the answer? Of course you can't keep it around. You're over everything. Okay, there's no lav. There's no classic loisase. But what? But every second you're violating Tashbishu. There's an Isser essay over here.
Rabbi, is it possible to say that maybe it's
one
not?
One second, Moshe. I'll give you a sec. It seems from Tosfos, Rabbi said, that Tosfos is of the opinion that what? That there's a positive commandment. There's a positive commandment over here of a mitzvah's essay. And what? There still is an Isser Achila. Mikoyach, that positive commandment. But that Isser Achila, right? The Divrei Chezkel points this out. That Isser Achila, you're not over B'chol Shah V'Shah. More similar to the Shita of who? To the Shita of who, Rabbi Isai? The Shita of the Balamor? So the Balamor would never say, though, that you violate an Isser on Erev Pesach. If you look at the end of the Divrei Yecheskel that I pointed out, after I think I marked it off, V'nira degama toises tirle kadasa Balamor. Shari kosu l'kamo under Reb Shimon shari la'atzik ha'chomitz tachas tafshilu ma'at ma'at. Viname to Tashbizu Bechol Shaivit Vaitim Kane, am I sure Maat Maato over Bisar essay? Bakopeni Yasin Bibasachas, Balkarch Nira Gaimazek Shitazabalamor. So he says apparently he holds like the Sheet of the Balamor, but this is where things get interesting, Rabbi Isai. Now it's not so clean anymore. So he holds like the opinion of the Balamor, but he still holds that what? You're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Whereas the Baal HaMor would hold, it's absolutely permissible to eat it on Erev Pesach. So if you hold like the way the Divrei Yecheskel is being medayik, which I think is a good diak, that if you're over at Kol Shah V'Shah, then what? Then you should not be able to keep it around. So then Tosas doesn't sound like the Shita of the Ravid that there's an Isser every Shah. So I think, Rabbi Isai, let me just clarify myself. It's getting a little unclear. I think that this is maybe where the Ravid and the Ramban split. According to the Ramban, there's an Isser Achila Midoraisa. But the Ramban never connects this to Baal Yirah Baal Yimotze. So perhaps, according to the Ramban, there's an Isser to eat. But there isn't necessarily an Isser B'chol Shah V'Shah. This is what I'm thinking right now. Again, why am I stuck, Rabbi Isai? Tosfos is saying, Midoraisa, there is an Isser to eat on Erev Pesach, right? So we would have said, if there's an Isser to eat on Erev Pesach, doesn't that mean that you're violating an Isser every second? The problem is, Tosfos himself says you're not violating an Isser every second by keeping the Chametz around. Because he himself asks, why don't you burn it slowly? So clearly, Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ravid. that there's an isser of keeping the chametz around kol shal v'shal, right? And the, and clearly Tosis doesn't hold like the Malamor. The question is, clearly Tosis doesn't hold like the Magen Avraham, that there's an isser kol shal v'shal. The question is, if he holds like the Balamor, so why is it aser b'achila at all? The Balamor doesn't hold like that there's an isser achila. Does everyone understand where I'm holding right now? The confusion? We had the Ramban that started off that proved to us that on a level of the Oraisa, there's an isser achila on Erev Pesach. And that's the Pshat in our Gemara. We had a Magen Avraham that says, an Aravid that says, not only that, but even to keep it around would be a violation of that Isser Aseh of Tashbisu B'chol Shav V'shav. Okay? Then on the opposite extreme, we had the Baal HaMor that says on a level of Daraisa, keep it around and eat it all day. Have a meal with it. Midrabanan, they said not to do that. But on a level of Daraisa, that would be totally fine. Tashbisu is just a positive commandment. And if you delay Tashbisu, all you delayed was Rizam Akdim and Lemitzvah. All there was is a positive commandment. Now I have a Tosos which seems, at the beginning of the Tosos, to verge away from the Shita the Baal HaMor, because Tosos tell me there's an Isser Achila. But at the same time, Tosos is suggesting that I can keep the Chametz around. So that seems to be against the Ravid. So it could be, Rabbi Isai, that this is a new Mahalach. That what we're seeing now in Tosis is, you can have an Isser Achila Lefi Rabbi Shimon on Erev Pesach, but not necessarily that means that you have to now get rid of it right away on a level of the Araisa, and that you're violating Kol Shal V'Shal, like the Magen Avraham. And it's like a mid-shita. And maybe this is the opinion of the Ramban. I assumed, Rabbi Isai, that the Ramban would hold like the Ravid when I presented up the Shitas and the Sugya. But you see from this Taisis that it's not necessarily the case. That just because you hold that there's an Isser on Erev Pesach, that might be just an Isser to eat it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't keep it around and you can't burn it slowly and that you're violating an Isser every second. Taisis is being mechadish to us that there can be an Isser Achila, but that they're not necessarily a constant Isser coming from the Chayfetz, that you're over Kol Shav Shah by keeping it around. It's like a hybrid Shita. Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai?
Rabbi, is it possible to say that maybe Kelsus doesn't think that you can have it around? Meaning, by him asking the question, can you burn it slowly? That's not necessarily saying that he doesn't, that he thinks you can keep it around. Meaning, technically, you're still doing tashbis by burning it. You're just doing it slowly. So, meaning, it's not like you're just like letting it hang out in your pantry. Like you're doing tashbis. You're just doing it. You're not doing it all at once.
Moshe is trying to say that maybe Tosis was specifically asking not to keep it around, but as long as you're involved in the mitzvah of tashbisu, that would be a fulfillment. I find that to be fascinating. You'll see why fascinating in the sugyas to come, Moshe. But that's an interesting chiddush. Everyone hear what he's saying? He's saying, Avadeh, it's also to keep around, like the Magen Avraham. And you're over Kol Shav V'Shah, as long as you're involved in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rabbi said, that's an interesting pshat. Excellent, Moshe. And then everything I'm saying is wrong. You can't be medayik anything from Tosis. Really, he holds that there's a real bona fide Isser like the Magen Avraham. Interesting. So Moshe is disagreeing with the Divrei Yecheskel. Interesting. Yeah, Sammy.
I don't understand. It sounds like to me that Tosis holds exactly like the Ramban.
Because he holds it's an Isser Achila.
Yeah, there's an Isser, but you're not violating.
Now I asked you. So now I ask you. So if you don't eat it and you keep it around, are you violating an Isser every second?
According to Tosfos, no.
Right. According to the Magen Avraham, what's the din? Sammy, I think you're right.
According to the Magen Avraham, you would be over every second.
Right, exactly. So I think what you just did, Sammy, is you said Tosfos is exactly like the Ramban, but don't assume that the Magen Avraham and the Ravid agree to that. So what you just basically created... Yeah, so what you just basically created is that there are three versions... Three options of this din of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach. Yeah. Unless someone would say, like the, like what Moshe just suggested. I agree with you, Sammy.
Right, okay. So then that means the Ramban and the Ravid aren't really bunched up together in one Mahalach.
Correct. If that would be the case, then that would be a way to divorce the Ramban from the Ravid. Right. Although on the one hand, the Ramban subscribes that Reb Shimon does have certain Isurim on Erev Pesach, and it's not A-OK on Erev Pesach, so they would agree in terms of their analysis of our Gemara and Daf Dalid, but there is a tremendous nafgamina between their opinions. Yeah. Julian. Oh, you sound like a robot.
Turn this off.
I can't hear you.
You hear me?
Yeah, now it's good. Yeah, yeah.
Similar to what Moshe said, the Divrei Yecheskel mentions the Tosos on Chav Tet that if you're Meshaheh Almanas Levayer,
yes,
then even on Pesach you're not going to be over. So maybe you'd say the same thing.
Exactly. That is the next sugya, Julian, and that's what I said. What Moshe said would come to life in the future. Exactly. So if you hold like that. So then, that your intention and what you're trying to do, you're not stam, you know, keeping it around. So then maybe you're not going to be in violation of this, Isser. And the Mimela, the Tosis is saying exactly like the Ravid. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Good. Excellent. Rabbi Isai. That is the end of the Sugya. The end of understanding what the Isser of the Gemara was. And what the context of our Gemara was, what Bechlau was the Gemara suggesting, within whose opinion was the Gemara suggesting, and what the context of the Gemara was. Now what we're going to have to do in Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Isai, starting Sunday, is to try to understand the answer of the Gemara. How do we learn the Gemara? Mirtz Hashem will be a Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn the Limudim. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, what we walk away with this is that you learn the Gemara and Daf Ches, and you get the opinion, you get the impression that on Erev Pesach, according to the way we pass in Lefi Reb Shimon, there's no issues of Chametz on Erev Pesach, not so fast. That's only the opinion of the Baal Amor. That's definitely not the opinion of the Ramban, and definitely not the opinion of the Ravid. And whether or not the Ramban and the Ravid are saying the same thing is an interesting question. And that's what we're suggesting, mainly from this Tosfos. And that will now have ramifications of whether or not a woman is going to be an Eishes Ish on Erev Pesach, whether or not this sugya is Aliba de Hilchasa, even if you accept the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And a whole fascinating, Yesodistika Nafkamina of what the nature of keeping Chametz around, even if there is no Isser and Lav of Chametz on Erev Pesach. What is the nature, according to Rabbi Shimon, of keeping Chametz around on Erev Pesach later in the day? Is that just Mevatel's Reza Makdimim? Or are you violating Bechol Shah V'Shah, like the Magen Avraham says, and therefore says that you should take precedence and do Tashbisu over the mitzvah of Mila that you're violating every second of the day? And again, this might relate to what the nature of Tashbisu is. Is Tashbisu an Isser essay that emanates from the Chefts of Chametz and more similar to Bal Yirah Bayimotzei? Or is it Bechlal just a mitzvah essay on the Gavra, like Reb Chaim had a Chakira, whether or not this would be a Lav Anitikla essay, like we learned about last month? Those of you that don't get that piece of Reb Chaim, it's not necessarily Ma'akiv. Don't worry about it for the new guys. It's just a nice piece to put things into a package and to put things into perspective. Rabbi Isai, one last thing that I want to just point out before we end this sugya is, I want guys to look back in their notes, Rabbi Isai, because this is not the first time we learned about Erev Pesach. Nemirtz Hashem will start with this on Sunday. Keep in mind that according to some opinions of the Rishonim, there might be something else relevant that exists on Erev Pesach. And Nemirtz Hashem, if you guys can give me the Ma'ar Mekoymes to that, so then we'll complete the Sugya, Nemirtz Hashem, on Sunday. Yeah, David.
Yeah,